Next question is Kathy Self. This is a consultation. Request by Dr. Madhav Narala, reason for consultation. Syncope. His patient is a 32-year-old female who had syncope 3 times in the past 3 months period. Patient also has multiple episodes of lightheadedness period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of syncope period. At one time, patient was getting out of the bed, experienced lightheadedness and pass out period. Another time, patient was on the shower, experienced lightheadedness and pass out. Third time, patient was lying on the floor trying to get up. When she got up, she became dizzy and again pass out period. Patient experienced some palpitation prior to this syncope period. Patient is referred to me for evaluation of syncope period. Current medication, Wellbutrin, iron tablet, vitamins period. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, socially drink alcohol, no history of smoking or drug use. Patient is working for Camarena Health period. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denial, recent weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, no prior history of coronary disease or congestive heart failure, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD, abdomen, no history of nausea, vomiting or diarrhea, estimated no history of arthritis, neurological, no history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure, 106 over 77, pulse is 67, respiration 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm, no murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, normal active, ball sound estimated, no edema. Clinic impression number one, recurrent syncope recommendation. Patient syncope is most probably secondary to neurocardiogenic period. I will schedule the patient for a tilt table study period. I will also get an echocardiogram and Holter monitor study and a carotid study period. I will follow the patient after the above studies. Please send a copy to Dr. Madhav Narala.